Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christians. Let's read the story of John the Baptist when he was asking questions whether Jesus Christ was the Messiah or not. Luke 7, verse 19. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to thee, saying, Are you he that should come, or should we look for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities, their plagues, of evil spirits, and many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. To the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. You know, when you have Jesus Christ come into your heart, he is going to change things. He is going to deliver you of evil spirits. You are going to have new eyes that never saw the way you see now, spiritually, you know, distinguishing. Your ears are going to be opened. You're going to be able to hear things, discern things, notice things that you could care less about before. And what's interesting, the poor, the gospel is preached. The poor. In other words, the most valuable thing in the world at that time. What could be more valuable than hearing Jesus Christ preach? And he says, to the poor, the gospel is preached. And let's face it, historically, the poor don't get much respect. But he was preaching the gospel to the poor. And the Lord tells us, and I say it constantly, he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. And many times, just like Jesus, he learned his obedience through the things that he suffered. Do you get that? Jesus Christ, the man, the word who became flesh, learned his obedience through the things that he suffered. Suffered. That's how we learn to obey. Trials, patience, in our own individual walks. That's how we learn to obey. Things have to be tested. Even Jesus, as he went into the wilderness, tempted for 40 days. So you will get tested, people. You will get tested. But anyhow, getting back to what we were discussing. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. So now Jesus is switching gears, and he's actually telling the people about John. And it's pretty evident that John was a well-known man. I mean, Herod wanted a meeting with John. And even though John was incredibly eccentric, we're talking about eating wild honey, dressed in camel skin, living in the wilderness. So this is what John said. This is what Jesus said. What went you out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what ye went out to see? A man clothed in soft, gorgeous apparel and living delicately like men do in king's courts? But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yes. And I say unto you, and much more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send ye a messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Couple things here, really interesting. It's a superlative, and I love superlatives. Jesus said he's the greatest to ever come out of a womb. The greatest prophet. More greater than Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah. More greater than all of them. In all the 66 books, if you could find a prophet, John was better. John was greater. It says right here. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. And here he is. Jesus was basically saying, this great prophet, you aren't going to find him delicately dressed. You aren't going to find him in a king's court. You're going to find this guy basically looking like he's insane. Yes. Looking like he's insane. Do not go by the physical appearance. John the Baptist separated himself, people, even in the flesh. And I'm not saying we have to do that, but there's something to be said here. John the Baptist, the greatest prophet that ever lived to come out of a woman's womb, lived in the wilderness, wore camel skin, and ate wild honey and locusts as his diet. And this was the champion of prophets. And see, he was a messenger. He was the precursor to Jesus. And you would think if Jesus was of this world, his messenger would have came as a televangelist with $1 billion in the bank, flying in on an airplane, you know, a 747 with banners all over the place. Here comes the king. No, the messenger for Jesus was absolutely just the opposite. But Jesus did come as a miracle worker. He did come as a miracle worker because he told those people. He says, in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities, many of those of their plagues, of their evil spirits, and many that were blind, he gave sight. Jesus supersedes this world, people. If you are going through a trial in your faith, if there is something medically wrong, I suggest going to Jesus. But go righteously. Don't go with all the words of the world. Don't go with all the words of a doctor, all the words of your relatives, all the words. It doesn't build faith, it builds doubt. Yes, even if you do go to a doctor, still don't get ensnared by his words. Words that cause doubt, words that cause fear, words that take away hope. Don't let that happen. The word of God is truth. He made every cell in your body. He can cure every cell in your body. And I believe unbelief, big time, anxiety, tension, nervousness, all short circuit the work of the Holy Spirit. All short circuit it. And many times pharmaceuticals, yeah, short circuit it, stop it. They just stop it. And many of the pharmaceuticals we take now, they started in the year 1913. You go study it when a gentleman came and introduced everything. Before that, a lot of it was nature. A lot of that came out of the ground. Things changed until now. You wonder, with all this advancement, why is the city's hospital the only one, always the extra one that's building, tarring, adding more parking lots? The hospital, sickness, disease. Why? Well, you could ask yourself a few questions. You could probably throw on top of that the love of money is the root of all evil. And there's a lot of overhead. There's a lot of people to pay. There's a lot of secretaries, a lot of nurses, there's a lot of janitors, there's a lot of taxes, there's a lot of machinery. And if people were to be all well, watch out. A lot of people would go broke. Just saying, not telling you what to do, not telling you what avenue to go. Just stating, in my case, the obvious. But the word of God, truth. And I believe when you know the Lord and there's contentment in your body, and there's peace in your body, and you know, you don't get in debt, and you don't make your kids a god, and you discipline your children, and you follow the rules of the Lord, and you give everything to him when you hit your pillow, hit your head on the pillow at night. That just by nature, when your body's at peace like that, it's able to heal itself with all the chaos that's going on in this world. If anything, that's a good place to start, because the Word of God warns us about anxiety. And what's anxiety usually do? Anxiety, to a degree, a lot of times will give you either a headache or a stomach ache. Headache or a stomach ache. Nervousness. Headache or a stomach ache. And I've seen people get nervous and all of a sudden it'll affect their skin. They'll break down with shingles. They'll break down with a disease. Why? Because ultimately it's a sin. Anxiety and nervousness is idol worship. You're bowing down to something, or something isn't going your way, and you let fear get into your body. That's why the Lord says, through Peter, give him all your cares and burdens, all of them. His burden's light, his yoke is easy. The Lord loves us, but he will give you the Holy Spirit. He will give you the Holy Spirit to nudge you and show you, Jim, don't buy that. It's a little out of bounds. It's going to cause you headaches. Jim, you better step in and correct that, because if you don't correct it now, it's going to haunt you later. I mean, the Holy Spirit will direct you. And sometimes you might have to die to the flesh because you want that new car, or you want that new boat, or you want that new this or that. And you just might not be able to afford it. But if you do buy it, it might become something around your neck called a noose that causes problems. So a lot of this stuff, because we know that the devil works through the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Right? And if you're, let's say you're working in an office and you're ready to have an adulterous affair, and the Holy Spirit's warning you, don't do it, don't do it. You know, be ready to lose your family, lose your marriage, lose absolutely everything. You could lose your job, lose everything for your 2 minutes of fun. Why? Because it's a snare. It's a demon. It's evil. But this is what the Holy Spirit's for, to give us that crossroads, to show us which way we could go. And discernment, many times, will give you the end of the story. In other words, you'll be able to tell, wow, if I do that, this is what's going to happen to me. I'm sure if that big bass would say, you know what, I kind of see a hook, I kind of see a string, boy, does it look tasty. If that big bass said, you know, I better not do that, because if I do, this is going to happen to me. Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit warning us. So stay out of sin. For the most part, you stay out of sin, there will be nothing to be anxious about. Contentment will be on you. There won't be anything to be nervous about. There won't be any idol worship. Because, you know, the devil comes as an angel of light. He's going to come looking good. He's going to come looking either tasting good, acting good, feeling good. Beware, beware, beware. It's all a snare for your soul. There is a heaven or a hell. The price of Jesus on the cross, his pain was our ticket out. Our ticket out of this mess. Because you are in a rental unit right now. Your soul is in a rental unit. And this rental unit will go back to the ground. But your soul will go to the Lord Jesus Christ to be judged. He tells us that. But he tells us to examine ourselves now while we still have the time. God bless you, people. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.